Let's get started. Okay, we're looking at the ministry that the Holy Spirit has to the unbeliever.
所以我们在谈的是圣灵对于非信徒他所做的事工。
And it's a similar concept to Operation Z. If you remember the Operation Z, and that's where the Holy Spirit teaches to the believer.
这就是我们有一个叫做 Z 的一个行动。Z 的这个行动运作 ,Z 的运作它就是在告诉我们圣灵如何对非信徒来做传讲福音的事。
In this case, the Holy Spirit actually acts as the, we say a conduit, which is sort of like the through path. We have this word in English, C-O-N-D-U-I-T. It means almost like a channel or a tunnel.
C-O-N-D-U-I-T.
D-U-I-T.有一个英文字这边讲的是一个像是一个导管、哦、那这个导管呢实际上就是圣灵他在扮演的角色
He makes the information understandable
圣灵呢在让这些资讯变成是可以理解的
Here's a diagram, I'll just show you this This is from one of the Colonel's books on witnessing actually
那我现在要拿出一张图表来这个图表是上校他的一本书叫做见证的书中的一张表
And here we have the gospel, which is the gospel message
第一个呢是福音在这个 Z 的最前端最上面左边的是福音
So when somebody is presenting the gospel or the unbeliever is reading a gospel tract This has the gospel message within it
所以当有一个信徒基督徒在传讲福音的时候传讲福音给一个非信徒或者是这个非信徒他看到了一些有关福音的资料
Now often the unbeliever faces a certain obstacle when he's hearing the gospel message and that is the person giving him the gospel is not giving a clear message
很多时候、啊、还不相信的一些非信徒他们收到这些福音的资讯的时候他们会有一点点困难 会有一些阻碍原因是这些传讲福音的人他可能没有给他很清楚的一个福音的传讲
Just to give you an example a lot of you might have seen this yourself you've picked up a gospel tract and within the gospel tract you have John 3:16
有的时候呢一个非信徒他收到了一个传单哈，是有关基督教福音的传单上面也许写了约翰福音三章十六节的文字
So it could be through a little booklet or somebody could be listening to the radio hearing a Christian radio show or maybe they've gone to a church and the person there is giving a gospel message
这个非信徒很可能他是看到了一个传单或者是他听到了一个广播或者是他去了一个教会
Though I should mention that, the church is really not the place for the gospel because the church is the classroom for Christians to come and learn the word of God.
我必须要先讲哦，就是其实对于一个非信徒来讲哦，他教会实在不是一个很好的传福音给非教友的地方，因为教会其实是一个教室，是对信徒来讲是一个重要的教室。
But again, most Christians don't really want to learn the Bible much, so they think that the church is a place you have to bring along all your unbelieving friends, and hopefully with all the singing and dancing and the happy atmosphere, their unbelieving friends will become Christians.
而很多人因为他们把教会当作是一个并不是真正在学习的地方那就会变成这个教会呢里面有唱歌跳跳舞大家很开心有很好的氛围所以呢就会有一些信徒会觉得说他把非信徒带去教会他应该可以被吸引到
Okay, but let's just we use the church as an example so you've got these unbelievers sitting in a church and the pastor or maybe a visiting missionary is giving a gospel message
好那我们就是先用教会当作一个例子就是说如果今天有一个非教徒被带进了教会里然后呢有一位牧师或者是一个传道人啊，在讲福音的讯息
and this person says everybody let's read John 3:16
好那这位这个传讲人呢传道人呢他就说大家来读约翰福音三章十六节
This is part of the gospel message
这是一个很重要的一个福音的讯息
Okay, and so the Holy Spirit is going to use that information. God loves you. This is John 3:16. God loves you and he sent Jesus Christ. And if you believe in him, you have eternal life.
好，这时候呢，这一段约翰福音三章十六节就说上帝爱你。好，然后他就传讲到这时候呢，你如果信了耶稣基督，你就会得到永生。好，这么简单的一个资讯就会被圣灵运用，让他可以理解或者听懂这一段圣经。
Okay, and in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved.
台上的传道人又讲说使徒行传16章31节，他说你相信耶稣你就会得救。
Okay, so yeah, that's a very important gospel verse.
这是非常非常重要的一个福音金句。
And in, even in the context, we see that this was being used to evangelize the unbeliever.
就是很适合对非信徒传讲的一些讯息。
And then as the pastor or the preacher is finishing off his message, he says, now you have to put your hand on your heart.
然后这时候呢，上面的这个传教人就说，你在台下的，你们要把你的手放在你的心上。
And invite Jesus to come into your life.
然后邀请耶稣基督来进入你的生命。
Because it says in Revelations chapter 3 verse 20 that Jesus is standing at the door and he's knocking.
那甚至说呢，在启示录三章二十节说，耶稣基督呢正在敲你的门。
Well, that's not a verse for the unbeliever. That's got nothing to do with the gospel message.
但是这一段启示录的三章二十节这一段其实是完全跟福音跟不信者的福音
yeah,
要得到的福音完全无关的一个金句。
This is the book of Revelation.
这是启示录耶。
Even believers can't understand this book. How's the unbeliever going to understand it?
即使是基督徒他都不见得能懂得启示录。那对于一个还不相信的人他怎么能听得懂呢？
In Revelation chapter 3, this is John. He's writing to the church in Laodicea. Laodicea is the name of the place.
Oh, because this 一段其实是约翰在写这个启示录的时候，他是在提到老底家教会的事情。
And these believers are bad Christians.
而这些这个教会里面的这些基督徒都是很差的基督徒。
And he's standing at the door. This is Jesus Christ, and he's standing to the believer, and he's knocking. This is warning discipline.
结果他其实是在教导那些教徒们说，哎，他敲敲敲，他是告诉你们说你们要注意。
And he's saying, in the next verse, he says, if you overcome, meaning as a Christian, you overcome your tests and temptations, and then you can sit with me when I'm sitting on the throne. We're talking about in heaven now.
他是在教导那些信徒说，你们必须要，等于他在管教他的这些信徒们，说你们必须要理解，你如果能够遵守神的一些话语，你才能跟我一起在天堂上坐在神的旁边。
But now you're out of fellowship, and I'm giving you a warning. You need to name your sins, get back in fellowship, and have fellowship with me. Let me into your house.
然后呢，他说，你们现在已经失去了与神相交的状态，所以你们必须要认罪，能够让你成为重新再与神连结。
And churches throughout the world, they use this verse. They say, put your hand on your heart and invite. They think you have to invite Jesus into your heart.
很多的这个世上非常多的教会都用这一个金句来告诉非信徒说，哦，神在敲你的门，你要邀请神进到你的心中来。
That's arrogance to think that you can invite Jesus to come into this, and they put their hand on their heart. Really, it's the soul. If you're going to invite Jesus anyway, it should be the soul.
因为这种教导其实是蛮傲慢的一个教导，因为你让这些人以为你是可以主动的去邀请神进来的。
Yeah, we don't invite Jesus into our lives. He's invited us to have a relationship with God.
我们必须要了解的是，不是我们邀请耶稣基督进入我们的生命，而是耶稣基督准许我们去跟神相交。
Okay, and so Revelation 3:20 is not part of the gospel message.
所以创世纪三章二十节是不该拿来当作传道的福音。
Okay, so when we see the gospel here, the Holy Spirit is not going to use John 3:20. The person could be hearing it.
A revelation.
The person's hearing it, but the Holy Spirit is not using it.
所以呢，当我们在讲这个Operation Z 的时候，我们要知道的是福音。如果今天圣灵要来教导，要来传道，让非信徒理解福音的话，圣灵是不会用启示录的三章二十节。
Yeah, the unbeliever is going to hear a lot of false information before he can really understand the gospel.
很多的非信徒，他们可能一开始听了很多错误的一些经句，然后他才真正。才有机会听到对的，然后才有机会被这个圣灵启发，听到一些对的福音。
Actually, I never finished off telling about my experience about how I came to Jesus the other day. I began to talk about that.
我不常有机会讲，就是我怎么样变成一个真正的基督徒的。那前几天我有提到一点点。
How as an unbeliever, I was very interested in Christianity, I guess. And I'd been around a lot of churches and I'd got a lot of information.
当我还不是一个真正的基督徒的时候，我其实是对福音非常有兴趣的。所以我去过很多的教会，到处去听不同的这个讲道。
And people actually were saying, oh, Tim, you're a Christian now.
那很多人就来讲对我说 Tim,你是一个基督徒咯。
And now you should be helping in the church and teaching children and you can be evangelizing.
而且跟我讲说诶你应该来教会服务帮忙甚至协助这些孩童的主日学甚至可以去协助传福音。
Yeah, we see you're coming to church every week now and so obviously you're becoming a good Christian.
而我们看你呢每个礼拜都来教会你基本上你就是一个基督徒了。
But even being at the front of the church in those kind of places and people had been praying over me.
那我在教会呢也常常在礼拜的时候呢到台前被特别的做按手祷告。
And I thought maybe I was a Christian.
那我就真的以为我自己已经是个基督徒了。
But then one day I was on my motorbike, just a small motorbike.
而有一天呢我在骑摩托车的时候。
And I had a question come up into my soul, and I understand now this was the Holy Spirit, and He was talking to me.
那突然呢，我有感受到圣灵对我讲话。
And He was saying, Tim, do you believe these things you've been hearing about Jesus Christ?
那个声音对我说 ，Tim, 你是不是真的相信那些人告诉你传讲的有关耶稣基督的事？
Yeah, now I say it's the Holy Spirit, but it was a question that came up into my soul. Understanding how the Holy Spirit works, He's bringing that question into my soul.
当我说我听到的声音是，实际上就是我脑子里面出现了这样的一个问题。
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins, and that if you believe in Him, you can go to heaven?
而且他问我说，你是不是相信耶稣基督为你而死，而你信了他之后，你就可以去天堂。
And it was the first time after many months of being in the church that I considered that question or the answer to that question.
而这是我在教会这么频繁的参与好几个月之后，才这个问题才真正的出现在我的脑海里。
Nobody had actually asked me that question.
从来没有人真正问过我这个问题。
But here it was, this question was in my soul, and I said, yes, I believe these things.
而这个问题就出现在我的魂里面，而我就对着这个声音问题回答说，是哦，我相信。
And it was the first time in my mind that I had this concept in my mind that I'd believed in Jesus Christ and that I was going to heaven.
这是我第一次真的这个问题在我的脑海里。而我也回答了这个问题，就是我相信，而且我会去，我相信我将会得到救赎，去天堂。
And from everything I've ever learned about Bible doctrine since that time, I know now that was the moment I was saved.
而从我读了这么多圣经以后，我才知道说，原来那一个时间点，才是我得救的时间。
And I wasn't in the church
而那个时间并不是我在教会的时候。
I wasn't at a bigger evangelical meeting.
我也不是在一个很大的一个布道会里面。
I wasn't in a river or in a bathtub being baptized.
我也不是在受洗的，在这个这一个浴缸里受洗的时候。
Now, I was on my motorbike, just driving along the road.
我其实是在路上骑摩托车的时候。
I didn't fall off my bike.
当然我也没有摔倒。
Yeah, but it was just a sense of confirmation that now I knew that the information was true and that I was going to heaven.
而我很清楚的是那个时间点我的头脑是有了一个确认而我相信了这一切。
Because I hadn't heard a clear gospel message and I heard so many things, but the Holy Spirit was convincing me the information was true.
而我在那时候已经听了那么多的讯息但是那些讯息或许都不是够清楚的但是却由圣灵在那一刻真正的让我相信
So in that time just finishing off with the Z here the Holy Spirit acted as the human spirit convinced me of the information and in my soul I made that decision I said yes positive volition and then I was born again regeneration
而在这个 Z 的一个行动里呢就是福音传讲到我了一个人的灵里然后圣灵呢就帮助我从听到的这个福音会到我的魂里而这个魂呢接收了这些讯息之后我个人必须要选择一个正向的一个意志决定然后它才成为我能够重生的一个点当我重生的时候那也就创造了一个人的灵
yeah, the creation of human spirit so,、right. But this was just one of the 40 things See, in this chart we have the creation of the human spirit
So the creation of human spirit happens when the regeneration is there yeah,
That's right, that's what born again really means You're being born with a new spirit
好所以最后这个点呢就是当我们重生的那一刻我们的人的灵也就被创造出来了这是上帝给我们的40个礼物中的一个就是我们得到救赎重生的时候的一个礼物
Yeah, you actually get 40 things
所以当我们信主的那一刻我们得到的40个礼物里面的一个
So just for your homework you can look at 2 Corinthians 5:17 It talks about as being a new creation That's what this is talking about When you believe in Jesus you become that new person
哥林多后书五章十七节就提到的是当你信主的时候你重生、okay. 变成一个新的人
yeah, Okay, but we'll look at that on Sunday as well when you come back for the next class
我们礼拜天的时候会继续再讲这一段
Okay, Father, Sir, we give thanks to you for the time you've given to us
天父我们感谢你给我们这一段时间
And we pray that as we do continue to meditate to think about the information
我们祷告希望我们能够常常的在回想这些讯息
That we can have a deeper understanding and appreciation of your grace
让我们能够更深度的了解并且感谢你对我们的这些讯息
And of all the great things that you've given to us in Christ
还有因着主耶稣基督让我们有这么多的礼物
And we give thanks for these things in his name
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名
Amen
Amen
Okay, thanks everyone And we'll see you again on Sunday, hopefully
好，希望礼拜天再见咯